Okay.
What about Marcel, the other one? Was there two, or was it?
There were two. There was one that sprinted into the goblins.
Okay, and the other one. The
goblins died. And then the other one was over Gray healing him.
Okay.
Oh, should I just say that when I was dead, I turned back into a changeling?
Okay.
And then when I came back, I'm going to remake myself a gray-haired elf.
Okay. So it is Marcel's turn.
Oh, okay. So stealth, right?
Shoot.
Dang it, I don't have any. Have to. Okay, I know what to do. Which one is damage?
Ian, you didn't do your insanity roll.
Oh, that's right. So it's a die 20 roll, right?
Yep, roll me a die 20.
All right. Oops, not that one, but that one. And that's a 10.
Okay. You lose 51 sandy points.
Oh no.
Costly.
Okay, Marcel, take your turn.
Is it possible for me to cast a spell then try to re-stealth myself? Is that possible? No? Yes?
I believe that's... You would have to do a hide action, which I think is a full action, right?
It's a bonus action if you're a rogue at certain levels.
Dang it. Okay, never mind. I guess I will have to show myself, unfortunately.
I got.
But I'm going to keep my distance.
What? I got the ones around me, guys. Don't worry about it. I think I can get them.
I think I'm perfectly fine over here.
So there are 15 goblins still alive.
How many are surrounding me?
Five.
So I think I can
handle this. Over here.
No, I have a spell.
You know what? I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you because this is just whatever. This is kind of BS to me. It's just like there are five people ganging up on one dude. That's just messed up. So I'm going to go in with my... I'm going to take out my quarterstaff. I'm going to hit one of them in the... I'm going to hit them with my quarterstaff.
Oh, no.
Okay. One that's already damaged, if there is one. I don't know who, but I don't care.
That one's still back at the very start. It's got one hit point left. It's all the way back there, so you'd have to dash up to him.
Guys, don't get near me.
You know,
don't get near me either. I highly suggest this.
I'm going to do a thing. Don't get within 15 feet of me.
Yeah, I'm going to stay back then from that guy then. Whoever, I don't really care. I'm just going to hit
away.
Whatever with my quarterstaff. I don't care.
Stay away from the dragonborn also. Just...
Let's see, is this a 9 or let's see, this is 9 plus my strength, which is crap. One second. 9 plus my strength, 10, 11, 12. I got a 12.
12? That misses.
Ah.
So, literally, you take a swing, and the goblin just kind of sees it and kind of moves his head and just goes whoop.
All right.
Whose turn is it now? Add up. Marcel, Gray, it is your turn.
Bobby.
Oh, sorry.
Your turn.
So Brennan and him are calling out that they're about to do something. So, like, is there any place where I could be where it's not close to the goblins, but not close to them?
Yes. Where you are currently is not close to goblins. You can move 60 feet and get to the back goblins, or you can move 30 feet around to the side and kind of flank them.
And then in a 10-foot cube, how many goblins would be close to me?
You could get to the ones that moved at 30 feet, which are kind of in between. And you could get 5 goblins in a 10-foot cube.
Okay, I'll do that, and then I'm gonna use Fey Presence for my patron. Is that a, does that count as a spell?
Fey Presence. I have to take a look at it.
It's the thing I get first level because of my patron. Not it.
What's your patron?
Warlock patron.
Fey, right?
Yes.
Oh.
Fey. It's Fey Presence, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Wisdom save creatures charmed or frightened until the end of their next turn must rest. No, that does not count as a spell.
Nice. Yeah, I'm going to use that.
Okay. What is your DC?
Oh, it's 15.
15. All right. So they need, those five need to make a wisdom saving throw. 3, 5. One passes, and the other are you making them scared or charming them?
I'm charming them.
One resists, and 4 are charmed by you.
I forgot what charm does. I don't know why I chose that. I'm going to look it up, don't worry.
I'm looking it up right now myself.
Oh, okay.
Charm person. You attempt to charm a human in the same range. I'm saving. Advantage if companion fails the saving throw, it's charmed until the end of its spell. Or if charm comes to it, the charmed creature regards you as a friendly acquaintance. When the spell ends, the creature knows it was charmed. So they're friendly towards you right now.
Okay.
So they won't attack you. All right. Anything else?
Yeah, that's okay. An action. So.
Yeah. Ian, it's your turn. Oh no! Excuse me, Brendan. It's your turn.
Okay. So, is anybody in the group within a 15-foot cube of me?
No.
Okay. I'm going to cast Thunder Wave. So,
okay.
A wave of thunderous force sweeps out from you. Each creature in a 15-foot cube originating from you must make a Constitution saving throw. On a failed save, a creature takes 2d8 thunder damage and is pushed 10 feet away from you. On a successful save, the creature takes half as much damage and isn't pushed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I'll roll for the insanity stuff.
What is your DC?
14.
All right. One fails, two fails, three fail, one makes it, or two make it.
Hey, Wolfie.
Yeah?
You know how you said we had to roll for insanity?
Yeah.
I rolled a 1.
Jesus Christ!
Uh-oh.
18 times 2.
36.
Oh, it's not that bad. Oh, okay. Oh, that could have been a lot worse. That could have been a whole lot worse. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah, you're still sane, I guess.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so the damage. The ones who failed take 9 damage, and the ones who succeeded take. Do you want to round down or up?
Round up.
5 damage. 5 damage to the ones who succeeded. 9 to the ones who failed.
Okay, so 2 of them kind of just do this like sidestep. They take a little bit of damage and they're a little singed, but the 3 in front of you just fall over dead.
They get blasted away from me like 10 feet.
Yeah, they're ragdolling on the ground. They're just kind of
perfect. All That's right. What I wanted to happen. And that's my turn.
Ian, it's your turn now.
Okay. So I'm currently stealthed in the woods, kind of behind the lines. How far can I stealth up before I start exposing myself in this open field?
You can probably go... Well, in theory, you could circle around behind if you move 60 feet without getting noticed.
Okay. Can I circle around 60 feet and get to the steps down into the subterranean area?
Oh, yeah, easy.
Okay. Then I'll do that.
Okay.
And do I need a new stealth check?
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
All right.
I will actually use my action for additional movement down into the cave or whatever.
Okay. So when you enter there, there are these two metal gate doors, and it looks like it's stone and it's lit by torches.
Okay. Can I examine the doors for a keyhole or for a, a puzzle lock or something similar?
Yes. Make an investigation check.
Investigation check. Yep. 7.
So you see that there are these... in both doors, there are specially shaped key holes. They each take a very specific key.
Okay. Cool. All
right. So while that's happening, Wilmer, you make your attack.
Oh, it's time. how close together are these goblins grouped that are by me?
Well, Gray is by them, and he's made them into a mess of goop.
Wait, how many goblins are on the field right now?
15. 15. Well, no, not 15. There were 15. There's now 12.
Wait, so are me and Gray, right, like, close to each other right now?
No, you're close to me. I think you meant me.
You're close... So the ones that technically approached Wilmer were 30 feet back, or moved 30 feet and then fired their bows.
Mm-hmm.
So they're 30 feet from Brendan, or actually now they're 10 feet from Brendan, and...
So 30 feet away from Wilmer.
30 feet away from Wilmer, yeah.
And then there's two surrounding me, but I got those guys, don't worry about them.
How many would I hit if I used my breath attack?
From the range you are now?
Yeah, because my range is 30 feet.
It would stop right at them.
Okay, so I can move... I'll move 15 feet up.
Okay. So, I would say you would hit 3.
3?
Yeah.
Now, what if I move 30 feet up?
You hit all 5.
Haha! 30 feet up! That's my walking distance, so...
So Wilmer walks up and charges up his breath attack.
Alright, so the save for this is... So DC is 8 plus your constitution. It's 14 for the save. And I have to roll 2 d6s.
Wow.
What you get?
3 failed and 2 made it.
Okay, so the damage is 2d6, and I rolled an 11. And for the failed ones, it's half. For the ones that didn't... for the failed ones, it's full. For the ones that saved, it's half.
Okay, so 11 divided by 2 is what?
5.5. Yeah, 5.5 round ups.
Yeah. You killed the one that wasn't charmed and killed 3 others. So there's 9 goblins left. And then
Wormer,
the
what
two
color
that were charmed...
dragon are you?
I am black.
So it's acid. Okay. Just checking.
And how many what other goblins are close to me, like right now?
The two goblins that are like right in front of you, they survived.
Okay, can I use my bonus action?
Alright, tell me what this bonus action is.
You should know this because I hope you've read the race sheet. It is Hungry Jaws.
What does Hungry Jaws do?
You have succumbed to your primal capabilities. You gain the ability to use the ability Hungry Jaws, which is a bite attack 1d6 plus strength as a bonus action. When you use this feature, you gain temporary hit points equal to your con modifier on a hit.
Be my guest.
Aha.
You're aiming for a 15 at minimum.
Oh, 15 at minimum. 15 at minimum. Oh god. This isn't gonna work. Okay. So, it's roll d20, right? Yeah, roll d20 to hit. I got 16. Thank god.
Okay, you hit that one.
And
how
one,
much damage you do?
1d6 plus 5. 8.
8? Alright, you bite him and he just kind of explodes.
And then I guess I now have temporary hit points, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
With con, okay. 4, okay.
Alright, so we're back at the top with goblins.
This is great.
Gray, that goblin that you charmed is now right in front of you and he's going to attack you.
Did the charm end?
Because Wilmer gave him he lost his charm ability.
Sorry.
And he rolls a 1. He stabs himself in the face.
Nice.
He's dead. Like, he just... He took his sword and he went... Okay. So, that leaves 7 goblins on the field now.
Wait, was that the one I was fighting against, or was that a different one?
That was a different one.
Okay, cool.
That would have been funny. So, the 5 that are back with their bows, and has a one of them has a single injury point, all 5 of them are going to shoot at you, Wilmer, for torturing their friends. Do those hit?
Yes, they do.
All of them hit. Oh, dear God.
Fight me!
Alright.
Oh, boy. This is not good.
Wolfie, can you stop killing characters, please?
Teen. 8. That's 2.
I have 20 hit points right now, so that's not 2. So I am down, but I am not completely dead.
Okay.
All right. And then the 2 goblins that are left on you, Brendan, they are going to take their... What do they have? I believe they have a short...
Scimitars.
Scimitars?
All right.
Yeah, scimitars. They're going to take their scimitars, and they're going to slash at you. Modified 21. Modified 17.
21 hits, 17 doesn't.
Okay. 1d6 plus 2. 8 points of damage.
Jesus Christ. I'm still up, but ow.
He rolled a 6. Okay. Everyone, make me another perception check.
Okay.
Perception check.
Do I have to?
You do not.
Okay, we're good.
Getting back to my character.
Yeah, I'm going to choose not to.
25.
Natural 20.
Okay.
That's it.
Ian, what did you get?
I'm getting there. A perception check?
Yep.
All right. Perception. I got a 17.
Okay, so all of you that got over a 15, you see this one figure over. It's a shadowy figure, almost transparent, standing over Wilmer. Wilmer, you gain 40 hit points back.
Fully healed. Oh yeah.
Oh, I mean, I was gonna use Healing Word on him next turn, but I guess not.
Guess you don't need it anymore. I guess.
You also see this other figure, and it dashes into the five goblins back there, and those five goblins just kind of go die. One of their heads just flies off into the air, into the stratosphere.
I'm gonna turn my head and look at like hear a sound of something that happens like. Maybe we should what the kill fuck?
Every time that five goblins die.
Yeah. No, thanks. I'm fine with living. Thank you. Thank you.
I feel great.
Marcel, it's your turn.
Oh, I'm gonna try again to hit whatever with my quarterstaff since I'm not.
How many goblins are on the field?
Two.
Two.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit one of them at least some
They're
point.
They're both next to me.
Yeah.
Well, plus, I think, let me see.
Advantage because you're flanking it.
Oh, I am? Wait.
Yeah, with me. Because I'm there.
Ooh, 13. That's 16.
That Wait. Hits. Roll your damage.
All right. One. I'm going to versatile with it. So I'm going to get a D. I want to get a D8 here. Let me see. Where's that D10? Hold up. D8. Thank goodness. Really? One. One
do
damage.
You add anything to that?
Nope.
You don't have it's proficiency a... with that weapon or anything?
You it's don't a have simple proficiency weapon. To damage. You only add your either strength or dex modifier. So it depends. Quarterstaff, it'll be strength.
Yeah. Oh.
Whatever your strength modifier is, you add that to the damage.
Oh, okay. So that's. Let's see. Hold on a second. What is it again? Hold on.
Right. It was a 1. Check so my, what's your strength modifier?
Hold on a second. I'm trying to.
-7.
Hell no! I would not be so dumb to do that. Heck no. 3.
Okay.
Plus 3.
Yeah, so it's 4.
4.
Take that, you piece of... Eat it.
Alright, sorry about that. My phone and... okay. You come up on this goblin, and he sees you, and he turns. And you take your quarterstaff to his head, and his head just pops off.
Boom! Go to the dynamite. Yeah.
All right. Gray, it's your turn.
Is there only one left, or?
Yeah, it's by Brandon.
Weird. I'm close enough to walk up to that. Try to stab it.
Yeah, you can move and hit him.
Okay, I'm gonna move up and then try to hit him with one of my daggers.
Okay.
21.
That hits.
And then d4. Finally found one. That is a 5 damage.
Okay, what'd you hit him with again?
Dagger.
Oh, so you jump on this guy and run your dagger through the heart.
Nice.
So that's the last goblin.
Cool.
Alright, so...
What about these shadow boys now? These
spooky boys. Well, they're not fighting us, so they might be not our enemy. Hopefully.
Are we still on initiative?
No.
So I'm gonna pop out of the stairwell, which I went down to see, and I'll tell the party. Well, we are fortunate in one sense, and unfortunate in another. There are no guards below.
I'd like to loot the goblins. I'd like to loot the goblins.
All right.
Yeah, I'm gonna loot the corpses. So, and I'm gonna.
You find a skeleton key, a splint mail armor, a battle axe, and a bell.
Alright.
Okay, while he was looting them, can I go down and check out the doors?
Yeah.
Okay. How sturdy do they look?
You could bash on them all day and they wouldn't fall down.
Okay, well that was
can I look for the head of the goblin I decapitated with my quarterstaff?
Roll me an investigation check.
That.
Oh, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna cast Cure Wounds on myself because I'm missing 8 hit points.
What axes? What other stuff did I find, Wolfie?
You found a skeleton key to a door.
Mm-hmm.
Split mail armor.
Oh, modify 20. Boom.
Even though it rolled into the woods, you quickly find it from the blood trail.
Okay, so Wolfie, I'm casting Cure Wounds on myself. I rolled a 12 on the dice for insanity.
Okay.
And then I regain...
19.
Regain 19 sanity points? Yep. Okay, so... I've only lost 17 total then.
Yep.
And I now gain 5 plus 4. I gain 9 hit points. I'm back up to full.
So the team only found one key. I want to look around and see if I can find another.
Okay.
Can I help too? Look for whatever? I don't care.
Yeah.
Cool. That's investigation.
And... Yep. Are the spooky boys still around?
Roll me a perception check.
22 for my investigation to help Ian.
I rolled a 15, so
whatever.
Natural 20 on the in.
What's
the,
that?
Perception.
You found nothing else. Oh, actually, excuse me. You did find something else. You found 9 healing potions.
Ooh, wait, does he find it or I find it? Because I was helping.
You both do. Ian.
So we both get 9 each, or is it like split between
it's
the two of us?
It's just 9. 9 split between the two of you.
You probably found the lion's share, so like you found 6 and I found 3 or something like that.
Well, I'm going to make it even, so I'll make it 4, I guess. I'll give you 1 more than I need, so I'll just take 4, I guess. Whatever. I'm nice.
So... Brendan, you don't see any figures whatsoever.
Even with the natural 20?
Yep, no. There was nothing there. You're actually questioning if they even existed.
I'm gonna turn to the others and be like, y'all saw the things, right? That brought these two back and that killed 10 goblins?
Yeah.
Right? Okay, yeah. I'm not just going insane.
Nope, I saw it too, I believe. So wait, is it amongst the dead? Do we kill it with the rest of it, or is it still...
Wolfie, can you repeat one more time what you gave me? Because I did not catch a thing, because we were...
Alright, you found one skeleton key. Split mail armor worth 200 gold. A battle axe worth 10 gold.
Okay.
And a bell worth 1 gold.
Okay, cool.
Did I see him pick these things up?
No, because you went downstairs.
Okay. While I was down there, actually, can I do an arcana check on the doors to see if they're magical in any way?
Sure.
Okay, I got a 18 plus 19.
No, they're not magical in any way whatsoever.
So I'm upside and I'm saying, well, the key and the bell are the only clues we have to the doors. Though there are two keyholes, we should bring them downstairs at once.
So you saw the keyholes, by the way. You recognize that it will fit the furthest door.
So they're two doors down a hallway, one after the other, and not like side by side double doors?
So you walk down, and then there's one to the right, which is the furthest, and then one straight ahead. The straight ahead one has like a zigzag lightning bolt for a keyhole.
But the key, I see. But the skeleton key we found will fit the farthest door?
Yes.
Okay. So further keys may be found if we search the farthest door.
Yes.
All right, I advise the party of that.
Dang it, I should have been using my freaking Tempest thing when things attacked me. I could have blasted them like a bug zapper.
How much? Okay. hold on one second, guys. I should have done this beforehand, but I didn't.
I can't wait to go back and sell all of this loot.
You might want to check if that mail is any good to any of you guys.
The splint mail?
Yeah.
I mean, I could probably wear it. I have proficiency in all armor. It's just like, don't need it. I got chain mail.
I only have light armor proficiency.
You all get 167 experience.
Nice.
157? Okay. 167.
Yeah. Sorry if I read that wrong.
167.
All right. Okay. Actually, no. I can take that splint armor. I'll wear that. It'll give me a plus one to AC. So if no one else can wear it, I'll take it.
Yeah, I think you're the only one who can. Fortunately, I'm a sorcerer, so I'm. No.
Wolfie, will it fit me?
Yes.
That's okay, right. I'm gonna take it and put it on. So I now have 19 AC.
Yay!
The cleric is the tank.
Yes, I am, because I chose Tempest Domain. Which is best domain.
Alright, so as you guys go down, you see this foyer-like room and the two doors.
I have to take like 20 minutes getting out and into my armor now.
Okay.
Because that's how long it takes to get in and out of heavy armor.
We should check the right-hand door down the hallway, friends. I believe from my examination that the key fits that door.
I wonder if that person who ran off, that summoned the goblins, is the person who's holding the other key. I'm guessing.
There are two of them.
Oh, two of them? So one of them might have had it then. I thought it was just one. Never mind.
Okay, so Wolfie, can I try the key on this door?
Which one? The one to the right or straight on?
Which one did...
Right.
Which one did you... Right? Yeah, try the one on the right.
It opens.
Actually, this is only going to take me 50 minutes to get in and out.
And then I'll just keep this key for future use if needed. All right, let's enter then.
Can you guys
right behind the guy with the key?
give me a little bit as I'm just putting my armor on. Actually, wait, no, I can't wear it.
What?
I'm one ace. I'm one strength off. Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah, so, like, give me into, like, next level, and then I can wear it, so I'm not even going to try to wear it now.
How do you gain a strength next level?
Well, just hold on
to
it.
Not next level. Yeah, give me until the ability bonus, and I should be able to wear it then.
You can just hold on to it then now.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, let's enter this area, enter through this doorway. Let's see what's up.
Alright, so you open up the doorway and you walk down a hall. It's about 60 feet long. And it opens up to the left into a big room. This place is also lit by torches. And you hear 10 goblins, for lack of a better term, kind of chittering. About 4 children that they're standing over.
Okay. I'm gonna go stealth again.
Okay, roll me a stealth check.
Oh, did I get my crossbow bolt back from that one goblin that I shot with it?
I would say no.
Okay, cool.
Oh, fuck my...
How far are
I
these goblins?
Go back later for it.
So this room opens up and it's about... let me see here. I gotta check this really quick.
Wolfie, I rolled a 16 in total.
Cool. 3, 4, 5, 3, 4. It's the room goes 20 feet back, and it's about 20 feet, 5 feet wide. And there's about a 10-foot opening. You can also see there's another locked door off to the left.
All right. And there are 4 goblins?
10.
10. Okay, 10.
4 children.
Okay.
4 children. Okay. Awesome.
I'm going to take another risk on a spell.
Okay.
And I'm going to... I'm going to use Disguise Self,
right,
which lets me... you change your appearance to that of your choosing, so long as it's still humanoid and no more than... Oh, snap. I can't do that with goblins, can I?
I was like, you're about to try and change into like a 5-foot-tall goblin, aren't you?
How tall are you?
5'8".
The lowest you can get is 4'8".
It's not gonna work out.
Yeah, no, sorry. If one of the changelings is shorter, maybe they could change.
What?
I think we only have one changeling.
Yeah, I'm not short enough either. But we could turn into hobgoblins, or I could turn into hobgoblins. That'll be good enough.
So I will allow the hobgoblin. Maybe you can trick them. I mean, they're goblins. I can't expect them to be very smart, can I?
But we didn't see any. Right. We didn't see any other hob. We didn't see any hobgoblins out in the field, though. If they were there, they. So we're. They might not even have any.
I mean, it's up to you guys.
Okay. I'm gonna...
Wait, can you cast disguise self on somebody else?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, hold on a second.
It's called disguise self.
It has a range of self, so no.
Okay, I was like, if you could, I could transform into you could turn me into a hobgoblin and I go talk to them in goblin.
Yeah.
Try to get me inside that I'm a hobgoblin.
It's called disguise self, so.
I know, but I didn't know that, like, maybe you could.
If there's, like, a touch, I would let him, but it says self.
Yeah, too bad somebody didn't have minor illusion. That would have helped. I guess that could have worked. Oh, well.
Okay, if we don't have any better ideas, I'm just going to run in there and start smashing goblins.
Wait.
I'm saying this out loud. I'm not doing it yet.
Wolfie!
How loud are you guys talking?
I'm whispering.
Not.
Okay. Yeah. I'm whispering.
Okay, all this is in whisper. Good. Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to roll into them?
Okay.
Can I take a running start and just roll into them?
You could. What type of damage would it... How tall are you?
I am 6'10".
How much... Alright, I'm gonna do this. Alright, how much damage is... Alright, I'm gonna call it 1d12.
1d12? Okay. Let's see, where's my d...
For each goblin you hit, 1d12.
Okay.
Wolfie, you are setting a dangerous precedent here.
I wanna roll!
I let the dice decide that, so...
Let's roll!
You know he's just gonna turn to Sonic trying to run into
right? It's perfectly fine.
That's fine. It will either get him killed.
I roll a nat 20!
What?
I roll a nat 20.
The hell?
So this is a surprise round on these goblins. They have no clue what just happened to them.
How many did I hit?
How far did you move?
Well, the room is what, 20?
Yeah.
20 feet back. I have a walking speed of 30 feet. If I take a running start and then like start rolling at like 15 and...
Okay.
So I have maximum momentum.
So I'm going to roll to see how far you go. So I'm going to roll 1d4, and we'll go from there. You go 10 feet.
10 feet.
So you hit 5 goblins.
Haha! Okay, d12 for all 5 of them. So I have to roll 5 d12s?
Yeah.
All right. Shit, one of them fell! We're just gonna roll the other one. I don't want to grab that one.
Yeah, all right.
A 9, a 6, a 3, a 9, and a 6.
Okay. So what you guys witness is the first goblin he rolls into just gets squished. It's a pancake. The second one is like, oh crap, and he tries to get out of the way, but he gets hurt. Third one, same thing, but he does it best. The last one's like, huh? And
this is beautiful.
Alright, roll initiative.
And pancake!
Oh yeah! Let's roll initiative!
Wait, how many are 18. How many are left anyways?
8?
3 died. So
3 died? 7.
7.
I got 15 on my initiative. Wait, actually.
I got 19.
16. I got 16.
12,
12, 14. 13. Well, very interesting. That's interesting as well. All right.
Keyword is interesting.
Yeah. Goblin's got a nat 20.
Jesus Christ, Wolfie, are your dice weighted? What the fuck?
Brandon, what did you get?
18. I thought I said that.
I'm double checking. Marcel?
okay.
13.
Ian.
19.
Wilmer.
16.
Trey.
14.
And they got... Okay.
I'm loving this.
So, goblins are going first. The remaining seven are all going to pull out their scimitars, and they're going to slash at you, Will.
Yeah!
So, because there's seven, I'm just going to roll one.
I'm having a great time.
Oh, dear God. Wilmer, I'm sorry.
Is it a nat 20? Please tell me it's a nat 20! Yes! I love it.
What the heck was you rolling nat 20, dude? What the heck, man?
I don't know.
Whoopi, are your dice weighted? I think we have to get them test.
Yeah, man. You gotta test those things.
Alright. So...
Sometimes the bad guys have a good night, too.
Yeah. Alright, where's the calculator?
Where's the calculator?
I'm having a great time.
Plus. Oh, no. Wow. 96.
Yes.
You don't even have a body anymore. You just explode.
It's beautiful, bro.
The fuck?
Wolfie, again, can you stop just turning us to mush?
I'm not trying, okay?
Your dice are weighted, sir!
Jesus.
They are not!
You have killed three people already.
Three?
Because he died once, and now he died again.
You have caused people to die three times, how about that? Like, full death die.
No,
that's not me. It's not my fault. Do not blame me.
No, I do, because you sent like 10 goblins at us and 20 goblinesses at level 1.
Well, we're gonna level up fast.
There were supposed to be 9 of you, number 1.
That's true.
Brendan, it's your
and also
turn.
The fact that if I can.
I thought somebody got a 19.
And the fact that that's bugged.
Oh, Ian. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, is there something resembling a leader amongst these goblins?
No.
Crud. Okay. Then the guy that rolled in and smooshed a lot of these goblins, is he the guy that got smooshed in turn? Or was that somebody else?
Yeah, that was
okay. So I'm going to assume that our shadowy protectors are going to show up any minute now, and I'm going to go and support. I'm going to go and cover where he's eventually going to respawn, I hope. I'm going to make a rapier attack on a goblin. So I don't have a strength bonus, so it's going to be a straight die 20 roll. And I got a 14.
14?
Mm-hmm.
You just barely miss.
Ugh. Blades haven't failed me yet. Why now? Ah. Okay, and I'm going to stay put right there.
Okay. Brendan, your turn.
Okay, so there's 7 goblins left.
Yep.
And then how many kids are in the room? 4?
4.
Where are they? Like
in they're like room? Right next to the goblins.
Okay. I'm gonna run up to where the kids are, like in between them and the goblins. Get between them and the goblins, and just say to them, "It's all right, kids. We're here to protect you." And then I'm just gonna smash a goblin with my warhammer.
Okay.
Like as I'm just trying to like calm the kids down, I'm just gonna smush this goblin. That is a 18 to hit.
That hits.
And it does 8 damage.
That goblin's head just kind of... So you hit him in the chest, actually, and it just caves in, collapses, and then he's dead.
Good. That is all I can do. Oh, while I'm, like, there, protecting the, like, over the children, do any of them look injured in any way?
No. They all just look unconscious.
Oh, they're unconscious. That helps.
they're easier to carry. They're not hurt, but they're unconscious.
How did they get unconscious if they're not hurt? That makes no sense.
Sleeping spells, stuff like that.
Yeah, weird magic-y bullshit.
Never know. Yeah.
Some goblin slayer type stuff.
Stop questioning things.
Never. Oh.
Dang it.
Who's next? Wilmer's dead. Gray, it's your turn.
Okay. I'm gonna run up and then try to just stab the closest goblin.
Okay.
10.
That misses.
Yeah.
The goblin sidesteps and you miss.
Mm-hmm. Can I... I'm looking on D&D Beyond. Apparently, if I have 2 weapons, I could just swing with another dagger? As a bonus action?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll do that against the goblin again. That is another 10. Great.
And sorry, that misses. All right. Marcel, it's your turn. Marcel?
Marcel.
Sorry about that. I forgot it's on push to talk mode. Sorry about that.
Oh.
Yeah, I went to get some food and whatnot. I didn't want you guys to hear what's going on, so I just
push to talk. So that's fine.
You can hear it. I forgot to do that. I'm going to help out with against the goblins near the children, and I'm going to hit a quarterstaff to one of them. I don't care.
Okay.
13.
That misses. He just kind of steps to the side, hearing you from a mile away.
All
right. So everyone who is not dead, make me a perception check if you want to.
Okay.
14, but I already know what's going to happen.
3.
Okay.
12.
19.
Alright, so, those of you who rolled over at 15, you see this one, see-through figure again, and it seems to be, it seems to be casting something, and it's a very powerful spell. You can all feel it. All of a sudden, all the chunks of Wilmer kind of move towards the figure and reassemble themselves the best they can, and then it starts to fill in all of itself. And Wilmer's just standing there now, in all of his armor and everything, and it's kind of a, like, what the frick just happened? Wilmer, you also notice you have a -1 to dexterity and -2 to strength until your next long rest.
All right.
And then, just out of the blue, the seven goblins just kind of keel over dead. They look like they've been slashed to death.
What? I'm looking. Can I look around for the other person that, you know, the other see-through person, since I think there was two, yep, right?
And they're both gone now. You've lost sight of them. And you're out of combat.
What the fuck? Did anyone else see the same thing that I did?
Yeah, Wolfie. It was only six goblins. I had killed one, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So the six goblins that remained just died.
Good. I want my experience for that six.
If, that one. If you examine the bodies, you notice that they're just slashed to bits.
Can I loot the corpses? I'll loot the corpse.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go to the children.
Okay.
Do any of them have the wolf thing on their forehead?
No.
Shit.
Are any of them awake?
No.
Oh, sorry.
None of them are awake. One's an orc, two are elves, and the other one is a shifter.
I'm gonna search the bodies of the dead goblins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
So you find another skeleton key.
So is that me too? Because I also look for it.
One skeleton key. Someone finds it. You guys find a candle, soap. Iron, a potion of invincibility, and 9 more potions of healing.
Dang.
Okay. I guess I'll take the candle since I'll need it, since I want to fucking see. I'll take the candle.
The room is lit by torches.
Well, just in case there are areas that don't have it. Wait, can I take one of the torches?
Yeah, they're not, like, bolted to the wall, so you could just pull it off.
Sweet. I'm gonna take a torch. Sweet, it's mine now.
Can I inspect the walls?
Yes.
You want what?
Investigation. So you all get 84 experience points from that.
Modified 22.
You found nothing but wall. They're stone walls.
Wait, how much again? 84?
84, yep.
251. 77, 87, 97, 207, 217, 227, 251.
247. Yeah, 251.
I have an app on my phone that I'm using, so I can just quickly do it.
Is it my app?
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
Can we check the kids for any damage or anything? Or wait, I think you did tell us they're fine. No damage.
They're
never
perfectly
mind.
Perfectly fine. They're just basically asleep.
Okay. Wolfie, so did you say my modifiers for strength and dex are now -1, or it's just -1 to their modifiers now?
So -1 to dexterity, 2 to strength until your next long rest.
As like -1 to like the actual modifier.
To the number, you lose 1.
Okay.
So just to let you know, the thing casts true resurrection on you.
This is 12. Okay. Cool.
I'm gonna,
Yeah, I'm gonna say, welcome back to the land of the living.
I'm gonna wake the kids up.
Death is so much fun.
Yeah, I guess death doesn't mean anything here. Whatever.
I think I met Bahamut and Tiamat. They're still fighting.
You met nobody.
Just the whole thing just turns it down.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wake the kids up and try and ask them, you know, what their experience was like, which way the other kids went.
I'm gonna go up to one of them and say, "Hey, you want to see a dead body?"
The kids just scream incoherently.
And I'm gonna try and play my instrument a little bit and kind of get them calmed down somewhat.
All right, roll me a persuasion performance check.
Persuasion performance check. Items. Would you prefer one or the other?
Either one.
Okay. Persuasion. So I have plus three on each. I'm gonna use I'll use performance, I guess. And I got an 8.
The kids somewhat calm down, but they're like, you're not gonna get any answers from them.
Let me juggle those torches that someone grabbed.
Alright, roll me a persuasion performance check.
Persuasion.
Hey, can I try to calm them down now? Can I?
Which one, Wolfie?
Persuasion.
So what happened?
Persuasion.
Hey, either one. If you have either one.
Oh, okay.
Persuasion. Ooh, I have a thing to that. Sweet.
This is gonna be fun.
Oh shit! 12.
I got a 15.
Finally.
19.
Okay, so Marcel, you calm them down. But Wilmer sets himself on fire trying to juggle them. And he takes 6 points of damage, and this ruins your chances to talk to them.
Ah, you mother idiot!
That was worth it.
My guy is saying idiot to the guy who set himself on fire.
That was worth it. Now, we should note, I am a dragonborn, and I just set myself on fire.
No, okay, so I'm resistant to fire.
Because you're black. You're resistant to acid.
Yeah, I'm resistant to acid.
Yeah, well...
So while they're doing this stuff, I'm going to try and get the kids' attention, like, to the other side of this. Like, turn them away from it and try and calm them down. Be like, hey, kids, look, it's all right.
They're huddled in the corner, and they don't want to talk to you.
To either any of us?
Check?
Any of us. Any of no
they,
one.
They will not talk to any of you now.
Can I at least you try a persuasion pizza. Check?
Mm. We've ruined our chances.
You
know
brother.
What we can do? We can always rope them up.
What the hell? What kind of thing is that?
Wolfie, you I got piece. A 19.
No, sorry, not enough. They're gone.
I have 50 feet of rope.
Really?
And the kids just scream more.
Oh, God. Try to make this worse. Stop,
okay,
stop talking.
Look, all of you idiots, leave the room.
They're not going to talk to you, you dumbass.
Hey, I didn't scare the kids, okay?
They're not going to talk to me, but at least they're going to be fine.
I leave the room.
There's another door to go further. It takes another skeleton key, which you just found.
Yep, okay. I have it.
I'm going to tell the kids, like, to go back out that way. Just run as quick as they can back to the village.
Yeah, it's and I'm going to take that skull that I had from earlier and give them it. It's like, here, a free gift.
I grab that. I grab it.
That's even worse. Hold on. That's even worse than the fire. Okay, hold on. That is even worse than setting myself on fire. I live. You just gave them a bloody skull of the thing that they fear the most, as of now.
Yeah, I'm a good parent.
This is not parenting, this is child abuse.
Since you guys are freaking them out, I might as well join the party and make that happen, give them scarred for life.
Hey guys, it's Wilmer again. Thanks for listening to part 2. We hope you enjoyed. And I'm literally just finished editing all of these. So part 3 will be coming up right after this one probably comes up. And yeah, there was a lot of weird stuff that happened. And once again, we cut it off abruptly. I'm trying to find better ways and better places to cut. But we're doing our best to keep these at around the 1 hour mark for each of them. So yeah, hope you enjoyed and... hope you tune in for part 3. Thank you.